Because Americans generally failed to consider seriously why we had been attacked on 9/11, the Bush administration was able to respond in a way that made the situation far worse. I believed at the time, and feel no differently 5 years later, that we should have treated the attacks as crimes against the innocent, not as acts of war. We should have proceeded against Al-Qaeda the same way we might have against organized crime. It would have been wise to call what we were doing an emergency, as the British did in fighting the Malay guerrillas in the 1950s, not a war. The day after 9/11, Simon Jenkins, the former editor of the Times of London, insightfully wrote, "The message of yesterday's incident is that for all its horror, it does not and must not be allowed to matter. It is a human disaster, an outrage, an atrocity, an unleashing of the madness of which the world will never be rid. But it is not politically significant. It does not tilt the balance of world power one inch. It is not an act of war. America's leadership of the West is not diminished by it. The cause of democracy is not damaged, unless we choose to let it be damaged." Had we followed Jenkins' advice, we could have retained the cooperation and trust of our democratic allies, remained the aggrieved party of 9/11, built criminal cases that would have stood up in any court of law, and won the hearts and minds of populations Al-Qaeda was trying to mobilize. We would have avoided entirely contravening the Geneva Conventions, covering the treatment of prisoners of war, and never have headed down the path of torturing people we picked up almost at random in Afghanistan and Iraq. The U.S. government would have had no need to lie to its own citizens and the rest of the world about the non-existent nuclear threat posed by Iraq, or carry out a phony preventive war against that country. Instead, we undermined the NATO, North Atlantic Treaty Organization, alliance, and brought to power in Iraq allies of the Islamic fundamentalists in Iran. Contrary to what virtually every strategist recommended as an effective response to terrorism, we launched our high-tech military against some of the poorest, weakest people on Earth. In Afghanistan, our aerial bombardment bounced the rubble we had helped to create there by funding, arming, and advising the anti-Soviet war of the 1980s and gave warlordism, banditry, and opium production a new lease on life. In Iraq, our shock and awe assault invited comparison with the sacking of Baghdad in 1258 by the Mongols. In his address to Congress on September 20, 2001, President Bush declared that the coming battle was to be global, Manichaean, and simple. "You are," he said, "either with us or against us," failing to acknowledge that both Jesus and Lenin used the phrase first. His actions would ensure that in the years to come, there would be ever more people around the world against us.